Well, last night, one of the topics that came up again was, in fact, it was a giant crowd pleaser, was Newt Gingrich talking about how important it was that poor children be selected out and allowed to work in their schools. Now, this is one piece of a much larger issue for conservatives and Republicans, which is specifically that, you know, if you're Mitt Romney and you're born with millions of dollars and you make your living moving money around, basically investing in companies, buying companies, stripping them down, selling them off, things like that, that you pay a maximum 15% income tax rate. In fact, as best we can tell, Mitt is paying around 14%. And because we have a capitalist gains tax rate in the United States for income tax of maximum 15%, and then a labor tax rate in the United States, which is a maximum of 36%. So first of all, you get this incredible tax break because of the capitalist gain tax system. But secondly, labor have rights, have unions, organize. A $10 million campaign is being kicked off, funded by, we don't know, to say, you know, union people are bad people. Mark Williams on the line with us, conservative radio talk show host and former chair of the Tea Party Express, marktalk.com, his website. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. Why do you hate democracy in the workplace?
In fact, I support democracy in the workplace. I support my right.
So you support unions.
My co-workers' rights to choose whether or not we belong to a union. It's that simple. There should be.
So you're in favor of card check.
Me and my boss. Pardon me?
So you're in favor of card check, the Employee Free Choice Act.
Oh, I'm in favor of the democratic process in the workplace. If I and my co-workers decide to belong to a union, we absolutely have that right. What we don't have is the right to tell someone who doesn't wish to belong to our union that we don't have the right to compel them to belong to that union or compel a payment in lieu of membership.
I thought you believed in democracy in the workplace.
I do.
So isn't democracy majority rules?
Pure democracy is majority rules.
Okay, so if more than 50% of the people in the workplace say we're going to create a union and we're all going to chip into it because, by the way, we're all going to benefit from it, and you're a member of that workplace and you say, you know, I really don't want to be a member of that union. Sorry, Mark, you still have lots of freedom. You can choose to work someplace else or you can be a member of this union because we have democracy here in this workplace.
What you're actually talking about is a mob rule, where the majority can decide whether or not you have any rights whatsoever. And you have no say over that, except to maybe protest. That's why this country doesn't have a pure democracy. There were times in this country's history when entire classes of people were considered.
So let me get this right. Originally you were saying you're in favor of democracy in the workplace. Now it's not 51% democracy. So what percentage of people in the workplace do you think have to say, yes, I want to be a member of a union before everybody has to pay into that union so it can be functional and actually represent everybody in the workplace? Is it 53%, 59%, 60%, 80%?
Anybody in a union should have the option of being in that union or not. It doesn't matter.
So you think that it has to be 100%?
People in the building say you should be.
So you don't believe in democracy in the workplace. You believe in absolute uniform and unanimity in the workplace, that absolutely everybody has to salute the yes or no to the union, or else there's no union. Do I have that right?
No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe that anybody should be compelled to join any organization that they don't wish to join.
You always have a choice of quitting your job, Mark.
That organization, great.
You always have a choice of quitting your job if you don't like working in a union shop.
Yeah, you also have your choice. If you have a supermarket that doesn't like the way you look and doesn't allow you in because the majority of customers don't like it, you can always go find food someplace else or grow your own. This country is based on protecting the right of the individual. And one of the most basic rights we have is the right to go out and earn a living and feed our families. And nobody can stand between us and that right. And it's the job of the government to make sure that doesn't happen.
Did you just try to conflate?
If the workplace decides that they don't want the black guy in there.
Did you just try to conflate civil rights laws with your anti-union stance?
It's not anti-union stance. I'm a union member. I am not anti-union.
Well, you and I are both union. I'm assuming you're also a member of AFTER like I am.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
The one sucking vampires who have never done a damn thing for me in 30 years.
Well, you should talk to some of the guys who have been around AFTER for a while, because there's a lot of people who are getting health insurance through AFTER. There's a lot of people who are retired with AFTER, with pensions from AFTER.
Standing by while radio people are being slaughtered left and right by the corporate bosses.
Exactly, because there has been a 30-year... So here you are now complaining that the union, that AFTER is not stronger, when there has been a 30-year Republican war on unions, and particularly in the radio marketplace, much of that war has been led by a company that Mitt Romney once owned and started.
Yes, exactly. You're not going to find me supporting Mitt Romney on that alone. But the idea here is that a majority of people cannot all get together and say that the black guy over there doesn't belong here, or that woman can't work here, or this white
guy can't work here. We're talking about the right to unionize. We're not talking about the right to discriminate. You're trying to conflate the what used to be considered in the United States the right to discriminate, and has been blown out of the water, and we both agree was reprehensible. You're trying to conflate that with the right to unionize. It's like saying, it's like trying to mix, you know, apples and Volkswagens.
How about the right to not unionize? How about the right to just go to work, earn a living, and not have to pay a third party for the privilege?
You absolutely have that right. You can work anywhere you want.
No, you don't have that right.
You sure do. Come on, this is America. If you can get a job someplace, you can go to work there.
You do not have the right. You either pay the union dues in lieu of membership, or you pay the union dues and get the membership.
Mark, am I discovering something here that I didn't know? I always love learning things. Are you telling me that in America there are places where it's illegal to quit your job?
No. I'm telling you that there are places.
Then you always have the right to say, no, I don't want to be a member of the union here. I'm going to leave.
Out of your livelihood. And that's not America. America is not one group of thugs standing there telling another group that they can't put food on their table because
so,
they won't cough up.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So you're saying that we have that we have a right to a job?
We're talking mafia tactics here.
You just said that. I believe that what I just heard you say is that when I said, hey, if you don't like being a member of the union, you can quit your job and work someplace else. You said, no, wait a minute. I have a right to a livelihood. You have a right to a job?
Exactly.
And do I hear that right?
Nobody has a right to tell me I can't work at a job except for perhaps the person who's offering me the job or gave me the job.
And nobody has a right to tell you that you must work at that job, right?
Pardon?
Nobody has the right to tell you that you must work at that job, right?
That's right.
So the freedom that you have, if you don't like the union, is you can leave.
No, I have a right to the free association of this union. If I'm going to... What's wrong? What don't you understand about your individual right to make decisions regarding your own life and putting food on your own
It's
table?
A democracy
and
in the workplace, Mark.
A group of people who don't even know you, have nothing to do with you, and when you come into a union shop long after the union's in there,
okay,
you don't have to say one or another, even it's in there.
So you're making the argument that the people who don't even, the people who don't even know me, the owners of the company, people who don't give a rat's ass about me, the distant stockholders in New York City, the people who run it, whatever, Mitt Romney, that somehow they shouldn't have some control over the workplace in which I work, even though they own it?
If they own it, of course they have a say.
Well, why should they have a say, but the elected union in that same workplace should not have a say?
They don't own it, nor do they own my labor, unless I grant it to them.
But you honor the power structure of rich owners, but not the power structure of workers.
If I own it, it's mine. If I don't own it, then I have to work to attain it.
Got it. People can check it out at marktalk.com. Thank you, Mark Williams.
Thanks, Tom.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.